This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio here tonight. It's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
You can join us toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. As we go right into your calls and thoughts, Bad Slave starting things out here this hour, and then more on the way about the government shutdown, now a record length of time, and lawsuits being filed by the government employees. Bad Slave, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I want to comment about that very subject as well. But first thing I want to say is, listen, Mark, I'm disappointed here.
Oh, wow, you're not the first.
you have the shortest haircut I have ever seen. To minimize the green hair effect, I think.
He actually got his hair cut within the last 2 days, because did this on Thursday, I think it was. We had your hair dyed. Right. So it was its full length at that time. So
I generally have a pretty short cropped haircut. This is shorter than it normally is. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel bad about it.
Well, I can feel bad about it for you.
But the listeners just tuning in, you're referencing Mark's hair. It has been dyed kind of an aqua greenish blue, mostly green, I would say.
Wow.
I think it looks good. Derek J, our flaming gay former co-host, said he loves it, Mark. He thinks it's fantastic.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And if the gay guy's saying it looks good,
it looks good.
Then it looks gay.
And, well, you know, you're comfortable with your sexuality, aren't you?
He's got style, though, man. He's got swagger. Yeah,
all the way.
Sure. He's the most stylish guy I've ever known.
That guy, if he's not in a suit, he's getting in bed, basically.
Exactly.
You know? Anyway, Bad Slave, go ahead.
Yeah, well, about the shutdown, the fact is, to me, if they left us with a limited constitutional authority, it would be some number of orders of magnitude smaller than
what
we're
doing. Yeah, probably be like 1%. You know, like whatever the Constitution specifies.
That's what I think, too. And I just can't tolerate the idea that everybody is just perfectly happy with this, all of this government that we have, that was supposed to be this tiny little thing that only dealt mostly with the states and didn't deal with the rest of us. There shouldn't be but some very tiny portion of laws that actually apply to individuals. The laws that apply to individuals were expected to be part of the state government.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need the federal government to legislate against murder or rape. Those laws already exist in the state. Every state.
But they do have federal murder laws.
That's crazy.
It is almost completely duplication of the laws that applies at the federal level towards individuals. The idea that we need this much federal central government is idiotic, and people ought to be paying attention to that fact.
Well, unfortunately, the news media wants to make this about the employees. They want to make this about the poor, poor federal workers. Oh, those poor people! Look how badly they're being treated by the President Trump. And that's where they're focusing on, and it's going to make people not pay attention to the fact that their lives aren't any worse off because these federal employees aren't getting paid.
Fair point.
That's exactly bullcrap.
Thank you, Bad Slate, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now you've got news headlines here about the bureaucrats suing the federal government. Plaintiffs in a lawsuit filed Wednesday, this according to Yahoo Finance, filed by an attorney on behalf of apparently anonymous federal workers, five of them, saying that it is violating the 13th Amendment, which prohibits involuntary servitude, and violates the 5th Amendment in some way. Michael Cater, the attorney involved, told Yahoo Finance, quote, "Our plaintiffs are just concerned there are no signs of this thing ending anytime soon."
I don't understand how it violates. Isn't the 5th Amendment against self-incrimination? How on earth does it violate the 5th Amendment?
Doesn't explain. I guess you'd have to read the
suit. Very weird.
"The ideal outcome," says the attorney, "is that we'd ask the court to essentially clear two things. We're not asking for money damages. We're only asking the court to say that it is unlawful, that it violates the statute in the Constitution for the government to require people to work without pay. Furthermore, they are arguing that it is, quote, unlawful for the government, when it's not paying its employees, to impose limits on their ability to find outside employment." So I'm not sure what they mean by those limits. If the limit is, we expect you to come to work if you want to get paid right down the line, that right would be maybe seen as a limit by an employee who feels how am I going to apply for a job if I'm here 9 to 5 every single day?
The difficulty here, I think, is that it's not that these their case doesn't sound sound to me. It's not that these employees are working without getting paid. It's that their pay period has changed.
That's right.
Without a sort of contractual basis, mm-hmm, right?
Right?
So contractually, their pay period changed. There's not going to be a constitutional argument to that because the Constitution doesn't care whether a federal employee gets paid every 2 weeks or every month or every quarter or every year. It wouldn't make a difference to them.
Cater said further that federal workers are essentially stuck in a situation where, quote, not only are you not getting any money, but you can't get any money, he says. Again, presuming you are continuing to work, but many of these employees are calling in. They're calling out sick.
Yep.
They're saying, I can't make it in, and then they're looking for the work.
Right. These are the people that are supposedly necessary employees.
Almost 800,000 federal workers are likely to have missed their paycheck on Friday. They did. And more lawsuits are being brought forward as opposition to the shutdown mounts. The law firm in question here has also filed a temporary restraining order this week, asking that the federal district court in D.C., quote, immediately prohibit the federal government from continuing to violate employee rights, unquote.
Okay, let's walk through this for just a second, because the court definitely cannot order them to be paid. That the court can't go above
to force the budget to
they can't.
Right.
So the only
the powers are separate but equal.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that the court can do then is that the court can say, if this has not been passed, you cannot ask these people to come into work. Hey, then I'm all for this lawsuit. So that means that basically a government shutdown is legit. That
and illegal.
It literally shuts down. There's nobody working.
So what you're saying is this could backfire if the courts rule in favor of the shutdown.
It has to, because that's the only option. There is not an option constitutionally for the court to order that the government cut these people checks.
Isn't there going to be a hardship bonus after this is done? I mean, I've read that too.
I don't know.
At this point, I mean,
I didn't hear about that. I heard that they're getting that there's a bill that says they're going to get paid in full.
Who knows what the unions have put into these contracts? Maybe there is a hardship bonus. I don't know. That's a good question. If you know about that, you want to jump in, feel free to dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association has also taken a similar route by suing the government for unlawfully depriving them of their wages without due process. According to a press release, they have also filed a temporary restraining order.
That's a little scary. Air traffic controllers not getting, that's one where those are definitely the job
those
they
are
do.
Jobs
is,
that would exist.
They're jobs that would exist. Yeah. Those are what I would call necessary as it stands. But the question is, would the airlines not foot the bill to completely privatize air traffic control?
Well, I mean, somebody's already footing the bill, right? I mean, whether it's coming out of ticket sales or whether it's coming from the IRS, I don't know where the NTS or National Air Traffic Controllers
NTSB,
Association
NTSB, I think.
It says here that TSA workers are getting a $500 bonus for hardship bonus.
Afterwards, once they finally come
back.
I
think they're getting it now.
No, nobody's getting a check.
There's more coming up here in moments. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the government shutdown or whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about the government shutdown, lawsuits being filed apparently left and right by government workers' unions and just attorneys looking for a paycheck that have, you know, government workers that are more than happy to sign on to a lawsuit. So that's all happening. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
As this semi-government shutdown enters its 22nd day, meaning it is now the longest government shutdown of its type on record, beating out the previous longest record holder, which was in the 1990s under the Bill Clinton administration. So Trump has, I would say, a feather in his cap because of this.
Huge, huge.
Yeah. And by the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay.Global. If you are ready to start accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale, you got a real life business with a cash register and you want to take Bitcoin, maybe Dash or some others, there's a few of them that you can take through AnyPay. AnyPay.Global will make it easy. If you've got a tablet already at the register, you're halfway done. All you got to do is get the AnyPay app. If it's an Android tablet, you can just go straight to the Android App Store or Play Store and search for AnyPay Take Crypto. Don't download the other AnyPay app. We don't know what that thing does. There's another one with the same name and a similar logo. But the one called Take Crypto, that's the one you want. You load that app up. You can actually register right there in the app. So it takes away some of the other steps. If you're iOS, you can't do this yet. We're waiting on the iOS app. But you can still, if you're on iOS, you can use the Safari web browser to set that up and make it work. So go to AnyPay.Global. You can get started there no matter what operating system you're using. That's AnyPay.Global. You just put your cryptocurrency destination address is in the settings page. Load the app on the device at the register. And that's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency. We're talking about maybe if you already have your own crypto wallet on your phone, 10-minute setup time. I mean, it's not a not a long process.
I don't think of that.
If you don't already have a crypto wallet, you're going to have to spend a little extra time downloading a wallet for yourself and getting that set up. And that doesn't take too long. So maybe 20 minutes at that point.
That makes it available. I mean, everybody who wants to spend cryptocurrency in town is going to come to you.
Yeah. 20 minutes, you're still filling out the credit card company's application form if you want to get credit cards.
That's right.
And then, of course, you got to wait until they approve you, and good luck, and maybe you won't get approved, and who knows. With AnyPay, there's no approval process. There's nobody looking over any kind of application because there is none.
It's great.
It's awesome. AnyPay.Global. And most importantly, it's free for people who are merchants. So if you can just start accepting crypto, and there's no fees that AnyPay is collecting on that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. More on the lawsuits facing the federal government from various workers, unions, etc. Glenn, you're on in Virginia. Listening in Virginia. What part of Virginia are you in tonight, Glenn?
Southeastern.
Welcome.
AM790 WNIS.
Awesome. Hey, excellent. Go ahead.
Hey, I just had one question about the federal workers. Were laid off during all this insanity.
Furloughed is the correct word.
So these guys are not getting their paychecks. That means that their premiums for their health insurance are not being paid. I'm assuming the government's portion isn't being paid. So are these people now, you know, not able to get their prescriptions, not able to afford their doctors when they're sick? Are they being turned down? What's happening to these poor people?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I had not considered that before.
Yeah, I would presume that the doctors and healthcare at this point is probably just making do the same way that banks and a variety of other people who, you know, everybody reads the news, they know what's going on, that they're, you know, that they're not just cut adrift, but it's possible.
I mean, I have a feeling that since they're government workers, that it's probably all paid out of like a lump fund or something like that. And it's probably the money's coming from, it's like all one lump fund, I would assume.
I have I found a story about it, Glenn.
It. Okay.
According to ABC News, published yesterday, federal employees won't need to worry about their health insurance. According to the Office of Personnel Management in a blog post recently, both the online frequently asked questions and the Health Insurance Industry's Trade Association confirm that coverage through the Federal Employment Health Benefits, FEHB program, will continue even if some federal agencies affected by the shutdown aren't issuing those paychecks or paying premiums.
That's what I figured.
The shutdown should not impact their coverage, said a spokesperson for that. So,
because, again, they're not these... The idea that government workers are paid and then they, like, pay into their insurance from that, and then they pay taxes. No, they don't. This is all part of the loot that has been taken.
Yeah.
So, yes, it says on their pay stub that they paid taxes. No, they just got a little less loot. Yeah, it says that they paid into their premium on their health insurance. No, they didn't. That was paid in a huge lump sum. This is just a line on a thing. They just got less loot than they otherwise would have gotten. It's a big shell game, and
I don't feel bad for them. I'm sorry. I mean, you called them poor workers, Glenn, and I'm sorry. I just don't feel bad for people who benefit from extortion. I mean, that's basically what happens. That's how these guys are getting paid day in and day out, is all the rest of us have our lives threatened by the federal government, and if we don't do what they're telling us to do, which is pay up, then you go into a prison cell, and if you don't want to go to the prison cell, they'll shoot you.
Yeah, but there's some of these people who are like the TSA employees who are not making a whole lot of money, who are just kind of getting by paycheck to paycheck.
That's not my problem. They could go and get by paycheck to paycheck at a productive job where they're actually working in the productive economy, where they're actually providing a useful service, because the TSA is one of the most useless of government bureaucracies.
But where do they find
these jobs? Our economy doesn't have these jobs anymore.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That's one of the big problems.
The thing is this. If this productive work is not out there, then where is the money coming from to pay these people? Because clearly there is wealth being created in the economy, because taxes are being taken from the productive people in order to pay these guys to yell at me at the airport for no apparent reason. Because that's all they do, is yell at people. That's all they do.
Well, there's a lot of that money goes to 1%. The income gap in this country is
a lot of the tax money goes to the 1%. I think you have it backwards. It's actually taken from the 1% and then distributed to these federal workers, as well as taken from the rest of us as well.
Yeah, if you go back to some of the original dialogues, Jefferson had some really interesting thoughts after seeing the French Revolution. He was really concerned about the maldistribution of wealth in this country.
Sure.
You know, so if there's the pie, there's a finite amount of money out there. So if everybody makes enough to...
There is a finite amount of money, but there's not a finite amount of wealth. Wealth can continue to increase given the freedom in order to create new things, new ideas, new businesses, to bring these things to marketplace.
But when somebody's
making enough money to afford 30 houses... Yeah, that's taken a lot of wealth out of the economy for people who can't even afford one.
Well, hold on, but if you can afford 30 houses, well, those 30 houses have to be built.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all contractors. The wood has to be cut down from out of the forests. The oil has to be taken out of the ground. It's somebody consuming and spending. It doesn't matter if they're consuming on their first house or their 30th house. That's all employment. That's how wealth is shared throughout a society.
What I'm hearing from Glenn, and if you want to stay, Glenn, we'll welcome you back, because I think this is an interesting discussion, is the sort of fear or anger at rich people, right?
There's always that.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Everest.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. the National Weather Service says a storm stretching from Washington, D.C. to Colorado could bring the highest snow totals in several years to sections of Missouri and Illinois. The storm's expected to drop about a foot of snow on the St. Louis metropolitan area into eastern Illinois. Snow, ice, and freezing rain will impact travel from Nebraska and Kansas to the East Coast. Drivers were stuck for hours on I-44 southwest of St. Louis, with parts of Missouri getting more than a foot of snow. Gina McDonald is in Cincinnati.
If I'm prepared, then it doesn't happen. And so because we have sleds and boots and everything, it probably won't snow.
There's the possibility of ice and widespread power outages across parts of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
And of course, you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about the government shutdown and kind of the ramifications, and now we're seeing lawsuits coming in against the federal government. Vin, your prediction is these aren't going to succeed.
No.
That that basically, they, even if the courts were to rule that the government had to pay, it couldn't force them to. So
absolutely not.
They're not going to, likely, is your prediction. But we had a gentleman on the line. He dropped off the line during the last break, but I thought we should continue at least for a moment and continue kind of the discussion, because he was getting at this idea that it's bad that people have money, that people have more money. He gave an example of somebody with like two dozen houses or whatever, that that's a bad thing. And
well, it's one thing to dislike rich people for being rich. It's another thing entirely to believe that we should create a bunch of miserable make-work jobs in order to somehow solve this, which is what he was suggesting as far as the TSA. He wouldn't defend the usefulness of the TSA, which is on a global scale laughed at by other industrialized nations as this bloated and pointless bureaucracy.
But it's also laughed at by any security expert as well.
Right. It's just it's a mess top to bottom, and it's not going to get any better if we keep on saying these poor brave individuals, sorry, in order to take in order to take shots at the TSA, I got to take shots to some extent at the people who work at the TSA.
Well, only people who would say that TSA agents are some sort of poor individuals are people who do not fly on a regular basis, which I do. And I will tell you, TSA agents are some of the worst people that I have ever encountered. And I hate to make blanket statements, but the thing is that they chose to do this job. And these are people who get joy out of making other people's lives miserable to a great degree.
Well, this is kind of like the prison guard problem, right? It's like in the case of prison guards, you'll often find the ones that are most notable.
Right.
Not that they're in the majority, but the notable ones are sort of what give you the atmosphere in that particular place.
Fair.
And I have no doubt that working in the TSA is miserable, and I would probably be grumpy if I had to do it too and work under those conditions for that kind of pay and, you know, all the stuff that goes into it. However, that doesn't mean that it is, you know, just because of those things doesn't make it an efficient bureaucracy. It is not an efficient bureaucracy.
There's no such thing as an efficient bureaucracy.
Well, not yet. Perhaps there is.
Will be as long as
855-450-3733 tell me the efficient bureaucracy.
No one's going to call about that, because as long as they're getting funded through the threat of violence, then they can always get their funding. So therefore, there's no incentive to be efficient.
Until Trump shuts them down.
Now, so the case of being rich people and that sort of thing, I would say that, look, I understand that it's not so cool that some people have more things than others. I get it. However, let's point out that we're all born poor.
That's right.
You come into this world buck naked. You got nothing, and no one owes you anything either.
True.
The simple fact that you were pushed out from a womb someplace on planet Earth does not mean that any rich person owns you one thing.
No, but you could be pushed out of a wealthy womb, in which case you'll probably be taken
You will be taken care of.
Could be.
That's
inherit the family business. I mean, there's a lot of new rich kids out there that squander their parents'
wealth. Absolutely.
But there's also a lot of the richest people on the planet. I mean, Sheldon Adelson, who's 16th richest owner of Sands Corp, started his working when he was 12. He was slept on the floor of his Boston tenement, that he was raised in. And you hear that.
You love those stories.
Sorts of stories all the time.
Right. Well, so, yeah, the social mobility is definitely in play still in the United States, and they don't want you to believe that. They'd much rather have the avarice. They'd much rather have the
Well, it's useful to the politicians to have people hating rich people. We can get back into it. I want to get James on the line here in New Mexico, listening in Farmington to KENN. Go ahead, James.
Well, good evening, guys. I just had a little comments. I was listening to your discussion about TSA, and I think a lot of people get in there just to get their foot in the door with the federal government. The federal government's got the best benefits ever, because we pay for it.
That's what I've heard.
But the one thing that I wanted to mention, though, and I think that this has been discussed a little bit, I just want to put my 2 cents worth in. Government shut down, right? But they haven't stopped taking my check. I'm still working.
Right,
and they're taking taxes for me. So what that kind of tells me is that maybe they're not living within their means.
Oh,
maybe
of course
we
not.
Need to revamp this, and we need to start putting some spending limits in and start living like everybody else does.
Well, the problem is, James, you're not going to be able to put spending limits into the government because you're not in charge, and they sure as hell aren't going to, are they?
And when you put them in charge of their own destiny, we're sure as heck not going to be in charge.
Yeah.
Like George Carlin says, it's a small club and you're not in it.
Right. We're the government and you're not.
That's right. We're the government and the point is, though, without us, there is no government.
Hold on. What do you mean by that?
Well, because they go and they can make the rules. Whenever they create a bill, what is that? That's a charge to us, isn't it? So that's why they have all these house bills. These bills every year, they have continued to spend more and more money. They're in charge of whether they're going to have any term limits. So we're not going to have any term limits. They're in charge of their own salaries. They're in charge of their own dental care, health care, whatever care.
Mm-hmm.
They've got...
Hello, pretty good.
Politics has become a career rather than a service and a duty
I'm not sure it ever was.
Yeah, when the hell was it a service? I mean, these people have been fleecing Americans and in other, every other country of the world for as long as politics has been alive.
Tens of thousands of years.
Right. You still haven't really made the argument about what you said, which I'd asked you about, which is you said something to the effect of, without us, there is no government, and I'm not really sure what that means. I mean, can you explain that?
Well, without the people and the tax dollars, without people to govern, there is no government.
Well, right. If they don't have a a host on which they can feed, yeah, you're right. I mean, the tick will shrivel up and eventually it will die. But in this case, we're not going anywhere, right? Like, there's not an extinction event coming around the corner, so therefore they're going to continue. As long as people continue to believe in the state, as long as they believe that it's necessary, because people hold two conflicting beliefs, right? A lot of people. They understand that politicians are lying scum, but at the same time, every 4 years, some of those lying scum manage to trick them into thinking that they're going to change things. That the next, if you just elect me, then I'll make this government work right. I'm a businessman.
Without, you notice everybody runs on change? Everybody runs on change, and nothing ever changes.
That's true. Without a monopoly of liars and thieves, how could we possibly function?
James, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Thank you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And to tie this back around, they need specifically productive people, right?
That's right.
So, I mean, you can be a tick on a host that's dying, and that's not really that useful. Mm-hmm. You've got to be on, you know, one that's lively and, you know, working. So they want the productive. They want to siphon off as much wealth as they possibly can from productive people. And they can get away with a certain amount, and they can keep raising that amount slowly over time, which is what they've been doing. There's a certain point at which people might buck and say, whoa, that's 90%, that's too much.
A 70% tax bracket? No.
Or they'll just become less productive. See, that happens. That's the thing. I don't think that
They're less productive because the rich people leave. The number of rich people giving up their U.S. citizenship has skyrocketed in the last few years. And, you know, nobody seems to realize, look, you can say all the bad things you want about rich people. Without that top 1% paying taxes, everything falls apart.
Yeah.
Well, and there's also, I think, you know, we're not taught economics in school. And so people...
Not correct economics.
No, people don't understand that you become wealthy by creating wealth, which means that you've created more than the sum of its parts. You've brought things together and made something new and better for everybody.
Right, and that people loved it, and then they bought it.
And anything and then, they bought, they exchanged money for it because they considered the thing to be more valuable than the money that they had.
Yeah, more on the way here, and that's how you end up with 30 houses, if that's what you're into.
Right.
More coming up here, 855, 450, free like freedom.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? And I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. And you can join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. One of the other ways for you to call in, and it sounds way better than if you're calling on the phone. So if you want to take the extra time, it's worth it, because if you sound better, sometimes you'll stay on for longer. If somebody's got a crappy phone call, it's not going to last as long. Even if you're talking about something really interesting, sometimes I'm just like, nah, can't take this.
Yep.
So call in on Discord. It's free to register. You just go to discord.lrn.fm. If you don't already have it, you can download it's a free app. You can download the app for whatever smart device that you're on, computer, laptop, desktop, smartphone, over at discord.lrn.fm. That's how you get into our server, and then you just join one of the top four call-in lines there. People are, by the way, chatting about a variety of different topics, everything from cryptocurrency to gaming and other rooms of discussion, pop culture, music and movies, that sort of stuff. It's all there, and it's operating 24/7. So during our live show, which is 7 days a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern, you can use those call-in rooms to call into the show. But there's a bunch of other rooms on the server where people are doing text chat. Sometimes they do like a voice chat room where a bunch of the listeners go in and talk to one another for a while. So it's pretty neat, and it's free. So check it out at discord.lrn.fm. We've been talking about the government so-called shutdown, which has now reached its 22nd day, coming into in just a few hours. Will be day number 23. It's already a record, so kudos to Donald Trump.
Yeah, they're not
going to
fix it tomorrow.
No. Nope, they sure aren't. And some of these employees are saying
Trump may say, I've hit the record. Let's turn everything back on.
He might. He's definitely made the, this is worth giving him kudos for. I mean, he's done, I think, a good job here. I support this. Even if it does cost more in the long run, which some people are saying that if they pay out these bonuses or whatever, and apparently the TSA is going to pay a $500 bonus relatively soon, they say, within days. A
couple days, yeah.
To their employees. So even if there are bonuses, it does cost more. It's good because it damages the reputation of the government.
It also gets people thinking of, hey, if these are non-essential services, what do we need
exactly.
them for? And the realization that if you turned this, if airport security was handled by airports like it was
it
prior to 9/11, then, well, you'd have airport security. It wouldn't
That's
be a
right.
problem.
It would continue.
Yeah. What's the complaint here? Federal Bureau of Prisons. Okay. So I can't say that I don't think we need a Federal Bureau of Prisons. I think that there's some, that at the very least, the people need to be in prison, right? Some people need to be in prison.
Bad, dangerous people. Sure.
Right. However, there's a lot of people in prison who have never harmed anyone.
The federal government is full of drug so-called criminals who have never harmed another person.
So you'd be talking about a lot fewer prison guards. If you got rid of all the nonviolent offenders, you'd be talking about a lot fewer prison guards.
The fact is there are already federal prisoners that are being held in state-run facilities.
Yes.
When I was in jail for civil disobedience here in Cheshire County, they had a couple federal prisoners that were sitting over there in solitary.
Huh. They're probably waiting for
a
trial.
Temporarily, yeah. right? But they were there. So, I mean, if they really needed to have federal prisoners housed in a place,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to do it themselves. There's already plenty of prison space,
sure.
especially if the states were to do something like end the war on drugs and empty out their prisons of the drug war prisoners
that
who take up
nice.
A huge chunk. I asked, again, I was just in jail. I wasn't in prison, so I was there for, 58 days for civil disobedience. But I asked the warden, who happens to be a member of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, at that time it was called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and I asked him, how many of these people do you think actually should be here? And he said, maybe about 45% of them.
Hmm.
And, that's an honest answer.
Most shouldn't.
Right.
That's in his opinion.
That's in his jail, from his personal opinion. And by the way, I would recommend anybody that, questions what we're saying here about ending the war on drugs. We're not the only people saying this. Law enforcement officers, many of them retired, have come out against the war on drugs. Please visit Law Enforcement Action Partnership. Their website is leap.cc. And they've got all, you want statistics, you want information, you want, educated opinion. These guys have it. They were in the streets.
Look someplace else.
No, they're great. These guys were in the streets for years for a long time. Look, Mark, we've got our opinions and they're fine.
Right. I know.
But some people, they just take it more serious when it comes from a man in a uniform.
Right.
I mean, the same reason you were talking about the lady who was a veteran who's now against the war. For whatever reason, people just take their opinions more seriously on the matter. We can be so well educated and have all the facts at our fingertips, but if a man in a uniform who's like, I'm a former cop, says the exact same thing, you've got a larger audience that's looking at that and taking it seriously.
Well, that's why they put them in uniforms in the first place.
Right.
This is a bug in the human brain.
Sure is. Whether it's a man in a police uniform, yep. or a man in a science lab or lab coat.
Yeah.
So let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want and then more on the shutdown.
As far as having opinions, facts versus morality. Look, my main statement is taxation is theft. And that
extortion really is
extortion is a form of theft.
Is alliteration, but it's not as accurate.
Taxation, extortion is a form of theft. It's just another form of theft, so it's still fine. Yes, that much is true. It is extortion, and
yeah, but
that
it's
is
backed by violence.
That is a
threat of violence,
armed robbery.
Yeah,
that's a tautology, right? Like it is in and of itself true. All you have to do is understand that the action of taxation, if performed by any organization that was not called the government, would quite simply be recognized as theft.
Yes.
So therefore, when the government does it, it's just theft.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, theft is, it's a fine phrase, and it's very popular online, but look, it's also theft if I just take a thing that's not mine without threatening anybody, right? So taxation is extortion. That's where people take a thing from you under the threat of violence.
Right.
Meaning, not only are they taking a thing from you, but they're forcing you by the threat of violence to do what they say to do.
That's right.
They will force you to cut them the check. They're not just sneaking into your home in the middle of the night and taking your checkbook. They're actually having you do the work for them.
Sure.
So it's completely different in my mind.
And the way the human psyche works, in many cases, they I did it, so I guess it's voluntary.
Well, yeah, there's a crazy narrative going on out there about how, and somebody, one of the callers earlier kind of referenced it, that we're the government. Oh, no, you're not.
Not really.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's continue here. We've got...
Even if you work for the government, you're very likely not the government.
Chuck is on the line in Minnesota. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting people to understand I don't trust the government. They borrowed money for our Social Security and never paid it back, so I'm wondering they're going to do the same to the government workers. And I know what your opinion is on it, but I'm not very happy with it.
I think the government workers will get paid.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. This is the Social Security was set up wrong in the first place. The money goes into the general fund. That shouldn't have been the case. They should have set up a separate fund if they were going to perform this form of extortion.
But that was
extortion.
The plan all along.
It is, right? Yeah. Like that's the problem. You let thieves set up the plan,
that's right.
And they're going to set up a thievy plan, right?
That's right.
We'll just bring Charles Ponzi in to design this.
Right.
Chuck, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Scott. He's in Colorado watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Scott.
Hello?
Scott? Colorado. Going once.
Hello?
Scott.
Hey,
hello, you're on the air.
Hey. I was hoping to talk today about how we could potentially make room in the whole Google and Amazon thing for smaller businesses to get a shot at some real wealth.
And, what do you mean by that? Make room in the whole Google and Amazon thing?
Well, I noticed that Amazon especially, but Google as well, kind of have a monopoly on...
Say that on the radio. We're not going to let you do it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been swamped with terrible crank callers who, I don't know if they think they can actually get out the F word on the radio, but we've tried to tell them that they can't do that. We have technology that actually prevents that from happening. So congratulations, buddy. All the five people or however many that are watching on Twitch got to hear you say that.
That's, you know,
only the video streamers, where it's completely legal to say what you said.
That's fine.
Could hear that. So
yes.
There's your little badge for you. Congratulations. Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. But let's address his issue, because sometimes they will bring up an issue, and a relatively common misunderstanding, which is to say that these technology companies are monopolies. And I saw you looking confused, Vin, because you're in the tech field.
Yes, I am.
And we hear this every now and then. It's like, Microsoft's got a monopoly. No.
No,
they don't. Amazon.
You don't hear that as much as you used to.
No, you still hear it. Amazon, you don't hear it very much generally, but people still believe this stuff. Like, just because a company is
a market maker,
dominant.
Yeah, dominant,
yeah.
Because they earned it in a lot of cases, doesn't mean they're a monopoly. And we can explain what a monopoly actually is coming up here in moments. It's got a very specific definition,
yes,
believe it or not.
It's in the word.
Hour 3's next. That's right. It's Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.